This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. CPN UML Standing Committee meeting at 4 p.m. today. 7 corona-related deaths reported across the country and Israel opposition parties agreed to form new unity government. Now the news in detail. A standing committee meeting of the CPN-UML is taking place at the official residence of the Prime Minister at 4 p.m. today. CPN-UML Party Office Secretary Sher Bahadur Tamang said the meeting, which was postponed on Wednesday, is taking place today. Tamang added that discussion would be held on party's internal matters in the meeting. The standing committee meeting is taking place continuously to resolve the dispute surfaced in the party. The CPN-UML has directed its central committee members not to attend the meeting called by the party's Madhav Kumar Nepal Jalnath Khanal group. In a release today, CPN-UML Party Office Secretary Sher Bahadur Tamang directed the central committee members not to participate in the meeting called by the unauthorized persons whom the party had already taken action. The release also noted that the general secretary, in consultation with the party chairperson, can only summon the party meetings. 7 corona-related deaths reported in Baki, Kapilvastu and Kanchanpur district. 5 people died of coronavirus infection in Baki district. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Centers, Baki's corona focal person Tej Oli said 3 people died at Feri Hospital and 2 people at Nepalganj Medical College, Kohalpur. Likewise, 1 person died of coronavirus infection in Kapilvastu. Similarly, 1 person died of coronavirus infection in Kanchanpur district. The Ministry of Health and Population has confirmed so far 10 people have been infected with the black fungus in the country. The ministry spokesperson Dr. Krishna Prasad Paudel said of them 8 have come in contact and the remaining 2 are yet to be contacted. The infected are from Nepalganj, Biriganj and Kathmandu. The infection is said to be linking with COVID-19 infection. The infection has generally attacked diabetes patients and those with low immune system between the age of 45 and 65 and those who have used antibiotics or steroid for long. The ongoing prohibitory order in Kathmandu Valley has been extended for 10 more days with slight modification. A meeting of the chief district officers of Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur held yesterday decided to continue the lockdown till the 14th of June, aiming to curb the corona infection. Bhaktapur Chief District Officer Prem Prasad Bhattrai said the retail, grocery, food stores and departmental stores could remain opened until 9 a.m. each day. Similarly, developmental construction activities could be operated in a closed way with boarding facilities for the workers. Likewise, a vehicle ferrying daily goods and supplies could be operated following a fixed timetable. Count of an endangered wildlife species Gaur, locally known as Gauri Gai, has been put off in Chitwan National Park. According to Chitwan National Park sources, the count of Gaur that began since last 11th of May has been postponed owing to the obstruction of wild tuskers. Chitwan National Park's information officer and assistant conservation officer Lokendra Adhikari shared that the wild tuskers caused obstruction when the count has almost come to a final stage. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Israeli opposition parties have reached an agreement to form a new government that would end Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year tenure as Prime Minister. Yair Lapid, leader of the centrist Yesh Atid party, announced an 8-faction coalition had been formed. Under a rotation arrangement, the head of the right-wing Yamina party, Naftali Bennett, would serve as Prime Minister first before handing over to Lapid. There is still needs to be parliamentary vote before the government is sworn in. NASA has announced that it is sending 2 new missions to Venus in order to examine the planet's atmosphere and geological features. The missions, which have each been awarded $500 million in funding are due to launch between 2028 and 2030. NASA Administrator Bill Nansel said the missions would offer the chance to investigate a planet we haven't been to in or more than 30 years. The missions were picked following a peer review process and were chosen based on their potential scientific value and the feasibility of their development plans. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but we're wrapping up the headlines once again. CPNUML Standing Committee meeting at 4 p.m. today. 7 corona-related deaths reported across the country and Israel opposition parties agreed to form new unity government. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinerendapal.gop.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.